Avalon'sGrills.com is better than pie.
That's the way I like it. My garden's a secret compartment. I want to marry you all over again.
This isn't the Jen and Dave show.
Oh. I am the great Bradini. And to my left is the wonderful Faithifer.
Faithifer?
And we go to public school.
Yeah.
And make burritos. That's what we do. And macaroni and cheese with little weenies in it. That's what we do. Cause that's what we do. And we have two dogs and four or five childrens running around.
Childrens.
Yep. Faithifer always has her phone on. She's like always got her phone on when we're trying to podcast. What's that about? And I'm going to say things that you're not going to have a clue if I mean what I mean or what if I meant what I meant I think you meant. So just assume I meant what you think I meant.
Can you be you again, please?
And then Faithful is going to poop stuff out of her bottom and we're going to eat it. Sorry. Well, I picked on the Jesus Geeks, so I didn't want Jen and Dave to feel left out. Sure.
Yeah. We wouldn't want that.
And then we're going to go to Walmart.
Okay. Can we stop? Please. Hate Walmart.
This is the part of the show, Faithful, where I give you lyrics to a song, and you tell me whether or not it's a funny song or not.
No.
From the 80s.
No.
And whether or not you're going to know if people from Canada will complain about the fact that I'm giving you lyrics from a song. Meanwhile, let me put this Viking cap on my head.
Viking cap?
Yeah, nobody can see it, but I've got it on.
Oh.
And I've got it on polka dotted
underwear. Is that funny?
I don't know. I seem to listen and laugh. That's
poker
all I know.
Polka dotted underwear? Polka dotted?
Yes, I got polka dotted underwear on. I'm the great Davini. Bradini.
Bradini. Mm.
Yes. Bluebirds and shotguns, baby!
That's very
interesting. I have no clue what that means either, but it's funny when he says it. Okay. So are we done making fun of them yet?
No, I wasn't making fun of them. You were.
Oh. Okay, the song is "I Want to Marry You All Over Again."
Mm-hmm.
So you have to guess the lyrics. You have to guess who sings this song.
No, I don't know who sings it.
Okay, never mind then. That was very fun. it's a lot more fun when they do it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll take some calls and talk over them. They do that too.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll
do
that.
We're good at that.
We are?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Not listening, apparently.
We have to have something that goes bing, and we have to yell $30 for some reason. Nobody knows why.
Oh, okay. This all happens on the Jen and Dave show?
Do you not listen to the Jen and Dave show?
Apparently not.
You should listen to the Jen and Dave show.
I do, sometimes. Every so often.
So, we went to Opus this weekend.
Yeah, we did.
Because Faith had this genius idea on Sunday. See, well, here's what happened. All right, so we got a bunch of balls in the air, And anyway, we had nothing to do on Saturday. And so we had a good day on Saturday of just being, it was too hot to go outside. So we just sat around the house. I mean, we didn't sit around.
We did stuff,
but it was all family time and we really enjoyed being around each other all day. And it wasn't really these big projects or anything. It was just little stuff. And we listened to the radio, listened to music, and me and Helen played video games. And then nighttime came. We had family movie night and all. And we played hide-and-go-seek games. And we just really had a good family day on Saturday.
Yes, we did.
And then Sunday we went to church, and we were coming out of church going, now what are we going to do? Because we don't want to go home and just be around each other all over again. That was pretty boring. So Faith says.
No, I said we should go to Christy's pool because Christy is out of town. And I don't want to go to their house because they're out of town. I said, that's when you go to people's pool because nobody's there.
Back up.
I don't want to go to their pool because they're not there. Yeah, but I asked and she said we could go.
Excuse me? Check the dude there with and the so whole then making you fun
wouldn't
of the voice
go, You wouldn't go there. So then I said, well, we could go to Opa's.
And I had a
woman,
very good
and then
reason
spend the
for
night, and you wouldn't
to
have
there.
To get up and drive 2 hours, and we could just stay and spend the day there.
It's called trespassing, and it's against the law.
Except when we got there, the pool was green.
So we drove so we drove 2 hours to my dad's. And then we didn't get to go swimming because the pool was green. He said, I put some kind of chemical in it. You can't go swimming. And I'm like, really? I mean, we swim in the lake and it's green. Why can't we go swimming in your pool? Because I put a chemical in it. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he brings the chemical in. He says, swim immediately after use. It's like no big deal. It's like.
Yeah, but the pool was still gross. And your mom said, swim at your own risk. She wasn't going to feel sorry for you when you got sick. That's
but
what she
by
said.
But by that time, it was too late. It was in the middle of the night. By the time, it was night time by the time he brought that in.
But we still had a good time. We played games and we visited.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a good time.
And we
time.
Got to play with Briley. And Briley cried whenever you looked at her.
Well, but I figured that part out. I figured that part out on Monday.
Yeah. You just were being too sweet to her.
I was being too nice.
Yeah. She's used to her daddy.
Her daddy is so mean and rough and just with everybody. He's just not a tender person. And so I was being really tender. And that creeped her out.
She thought that was weird. But then he started to get rough and
yeah,
not
so I
rough,
just started manhandling her a little bit. And she was laughing and giggling.
And she thought that was great.
This is fun.
Yep.
I like you now. So.
There you go.
I didn't say it. Open a new tab. I did not tell you to open a new tab.
But then Opa woke up and he hurt his back.
This is Jose Torres!
Did it stop raining up there?
Been a while since we heard from Jose Torres.
Still raining?
Still raining.
Nothing
was it raining
in Wisconsin?
Really?
Rain and more rain.
Well, maybe it'll run down.
Yeah.
Run down to Texas.
You know, thank God for godly men like the Jesus. Geek, this man finally told you guys.
Oh, I pray for the Jesus Geek quite often.
Stop! The Groove Shark shows, for the love of God. They were fun, but I just have a hard time relating as a.
It's because you don't know any song past 3 years ago. What is this? What is this with the new generation? When I was growing up, right?
Yeah.
I knew all the songs from my generation. I knew what was hot and hip and on the radio right then.
Yeah.
I also knew what was hot and hip 10 years ago. Oh. I knew all the songs. Is it just too many songs for kids today?
It's
they can't
too
keep
many.
Track
it's
of them.
Too many.
They can't. They don't know who Lynyrd Skynyrd is. They just like, I'm not.
They can't.
It's just like overload.
Too much.
I'm only paying attention to what's on American Idol, and that's it.
Yeah.
If it's not on American Idol, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's just sad.
Guess what? On American Idol, they play all the songs from the 50s and 60s!
Well, at least they learned the song.
We were talking to our neighbors today, and they're in their, late 20s, right? Mid-20s?
Yeah. Late 20s.
And we were playing this game. I was playing this game because they texted me how hot it was, and I texted them back because they were on the road. They were on their way home. So I'm like, this is Christine Ross.
Yeah.
So they're our neighbors.
And our friends.
Yeah.
What's that?
What do you mean?
What?
I said that.
You said, yeah. Yeah, they're my friends.
I never implied they weren't. So I don't know why you're like, and they're our friends too. And I'm like, they're our neighbors.
You said they're our neighbors. Like, they're just our neighbors.
They're not just our neighbors.
Okay.
They're just like, love thy neighbor kind of neighbor.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So,
like, love thy neighbor, go clean her closet out kind of neighbor.
Well, that's what,
that's the kind of love.
Sort of like borrow a pound of sugar kind of neighbors.
No, you don't have to know your neighbors that well to borrow a pound. Well, that's just a cup.
A pound.
Yeah, a pound. It's called store your furniture
by the way,
in the garage kind of neighbors.
Hey, where's my dolly? Oh, that's right. I shouldn't be yelling for my dolly, should I?
No.
They might bring my table back away.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you were playing a game.
We're using their house as storage. So, okay. So I was texting them, like, these songs with the word hot in it.
Yeah.
Right? Like, Hot Girls in Love and Hot for Teacher and The Heat is On, all this. Uh-huh. They didn't have a clue. Nah, I don't know. Who was? I don't know. Aerosmith? I don't know.
Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi? Like, please. What?
It was Bananarama.
They didn't even know Bananarama.
You had to look up Bananarama. She said 1983. Cruel, how do you expect us to know that?
Cruel Summer. What is it with this generation? I mean,
she was like one.
I knew all of Elvis's hits and all Buddy Holly's hits, and those people were old. I mean, I didn't listen to that, but I knew them. I knew of them.
Well,
it's like pop culture. How do you not know who the Lynyrd Skynyrd is? How do you not know that?
You know what? You're just an old man.
Is it because you think it? No, seriously. Do you think it's because classic rock was a popular genre when we were growing up?
Maybe.
And now it's not.
Now it's not so much.
And so
it could be.
Just don't listen to.
It could be because we had classic rock was all like on our jukebox in
and
high
I think,
school.
And you also think it's because they're Walkmans. And so all the kids, instead of having to listen to what their dad was listening to in the front seat, they got to listen to what they wanted to on their own headphones.
Oh, yeah. We got stuck listening to what our parents listened
to. That's why you know who Jimmy Swaggart is.
Exactly.
Which, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we were listening to a call. See, I paused the call to talk. The great Brad Eney.
Mm-hmm.
Hispanic person. You and your American ways.
Excuse me.
No, they were fun.
Last time
but,
I checked, you're an
they
American.
Were definitely too much. And I do need the marriage advice and all that stuff. That's what you guys were all about. I like the 12-second kiss stuff, romantic marriage.
I like the 12-second kiss stuff, too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm digging the 12-second kissing.
Mm.
What was that?
Nothing. I am here, and so I'm here.
The body is here. The spirit's checked out.
Yeah.
Rich, I like the call.
You gave me a 12-second kiss when I got home, though.
I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't commenting on it. It was like a beating. Oh my Lord! I didn't say that.
The moment you went, oh.
No, because you're just carrying on.
That's what I do.
I know.
It's in my. It's
I
in
was
my,
just tired.
It's in my
you're
job
carrying
title.
On.
That's like your best stuff right there. So
yeah, this ain't one of them. This ain't a romantic marriage show. This is a I'm sick of my spouse show. According to Faith, it's,
I'm sick of you. I think you're
tired
sweet.
Of you carrying on all the time.
I think you're sweet. I just was just wish everybody would
hey,
stop talking.
Get ready. Okay, we're going to try that and see how interesting it is. Ready? Okay, here we go.
Did that work? Okay.
The rest of the show, we're not
going to
talk.
Okay, can I leave?
No.
Oh.
It wouldn't be a podcast if you left.
Oh. Okay, well, this is silly.
I thought so, too, but it was your idea.
It wasn't my idea. I just was saying I wanted to be... just be quiet.
Job, y'all. See you later.
Bye.
We did
a marriage thing on Monday. See,
yeah.
So you know he'll be happy.
You can't have marriage things every day.
No.
No, we need a break from all that.
We just need everybody to be quiet.
There are days for romantic marriages, and there's days for just shutting up and sitting in your corner. Okay, that's the way it is around the McFadden house.
This is Felicia.
Felicia,
I was listening to your episode.
Yes.
In the faith, you kept on singing. Don't stand so close to me. I don't know what I saw snatched from him. But you kept on going, don't stand so, don't stand so, don't stand so close to me. When it's actually, don't stand so close to me. It bothered me the whole entire time you were singing.
There's a respectful young lady who
there
knows her classic music.
There
right
you
there.
Go. She knew her classic music.
It's don't stand so close to me. See, it builds.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
That's good.
Bye. So, see? Good job,
sorry,
Felicia.
I bothered you
see,
about
we were
that.
Complaining, and there is somebody who knows.
Some music.
Jose, you just got showed up by like an 8-year-old.
You know what?
Scoreboard. Scoreboard, Jose! Oh, that's funny. That's good stuff there. You can't plan that.
Mm-mm.
See, that's what you get when you don't screen your calls. You just get magic like that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I was listening to your show while I was watering the plants. The one that's the Step of Faith show. I just want to try not to cry.
Don't cry.
No crying.
Thank you so much for the show. Going through quite a bit right now.
Stand on your step, Ruthann. Stand on your step.
You and Brad know what's going on, Faith. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you, because it is a one step at a time. You got to take one step, listen to what the Lord wants from you, and go on. It takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of faith. But in the end, you grow and mature in your faith so much that when you look back on the situation, you just go, wow. Thank you, Lord. I mean, we've been through this many times with my husband and with my kids and with schooling for them, because they went to a private school and we didn't have the money to send them. But for all 12 years that my daughter went to private school, we ended up paying $1,000. That was it.
Wow.
Because the Lord provided for every last little bit of it.
Awesome.
So I know you all are going through a lot right now, but don't give up and don't give in. Let the Lord lead you.
Why not?
Let him show you, because in the end, you're just going to say, wow. And that's what I'm trying to do right now with what somebody and I are going through. We're going through quite a bit, but in the end, it's going to be, wow, Lord, you are awesome.
That's
so
right.
Thank
Very
you again
true.
For the show. I'm just going to go and cry a little bit right now, because I really feel like I need to.
Okay. Helen was crying last night. She went to bed. She was like crying. And I'm like, what? Why are you crying? And she looks at me, Daddy, do boys always know what they're crying about? Yes, honey, they do.
Yeah, because they don't cry very often.
She's like, that must be. No, she didn't say that must be nice. I imagine in my head, she's like, that must be nice. But she didn't say that.
But see, he did that. But he doesn't know how to handle it. Because what you got to do is you got to stand there and you got to talk to her and get her mind off of it. But instead, he picks her up and carries her in.
I got tired of standing
and
there.
Holds her, and that makes it worse.
Okay.
You got to stand there and keep her mind off it. And then before long, she's not thinking about it. And she's thinking
about
something else.
How old people were.
Yeah.
How old is so-and-so? I don't know. We don't call him. I think he's dead. How old is Uncle Don? How old is Aunt Lou? Is that some game you taught her?
No, we just talk about how old my brothers and sisters are.
Oh, okay. She started asking me. I'm like, I don't know.
Well, you need to know
dead.
That stuff.
I thought they were dead. I didn't know they
were. No wonder she was crying. Horrible.
Well, anyway, so back to love. So we had a whole weekend of love. Love, baby. Not that kind of love. See, that kind of love is eros love. I think that's the word. Greek. But no, we had a whole weekend of agape. Agape, which is the Greek word for like God's love.
Mm-hmm.
It actually means to the fullness, or mm-hmm. Or a really good word for it, which actually in the King James Version they use is charity, because it is the kind of love that is one way.
Yes.
And like charity is a you know, is like good example of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
one way.
You know, it's, you have to accept it, but
yeah, Brad told me that agape was long suffering, and I said, well, I'm suffering long today. Is that the same thing?
So yeah, we were
not
in,
so much
so in Sunday school, we were in 1 Corinthians 13.
Yes,
it talks about, it really breaks down agape, and says agape is, you know, suffers, is long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Agape is kind, and agape is not envious. And we talked about the difference between envious and jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what is it? Agape is not puffed up, does not promote itself.
Not proud or boastful.
You know? Agape does not have its does not conduct itself unseemly. Agape does not seek its own, which is a hard one.
Yeah,
if you're trying to live out agape, that's a tough one there.
that goes back to not proud.
But we went through this whole list, and then, you know, Dr. Miller's so awesome. He's like, you know, anybody think they can do this? And it's only, he made a really good point. He says it's only God's love through us that can accomplish these things of chat. You know,
mm-hmm.
because you read 1 Corinthians 13, and you're like, oh, this is awesome. This is how God loves me.
Yeah,
and then you realize, wait, this is how. No, that's not really what Paul's saying.
Uh-uh.
Paul's saying we're supposed to be doing this.
Right. And then
and
you
I'm
get
like,
overwhelmed and you
like,
can't do it,
can't
and then you forget it.
But it's only with a relationship with the Lord that we get agape, because we don't have agape. We have eros. We have 12-second kisses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's only through a relationship with the Lord that we attain agape, that agape gets given to us and therefore can flow through us to others. And when that happens, and when you are able to see that happen through you, it is a special and unique thing that just blows you away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is an awesome way to love. And you're supposed to love your wife like that. You know, so they always talk about, it's not a 50-50, it's a 100-100. Well, that's what they're talking about mm-hmm. here. It's all one way, but it's both of you going the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, supposed to love our friends like this. We're even supposed to love our enemies. You know, it doesn't mean they're not our enemies anymore. Some people think that it does, but it doesn't. Jesus didn't hug the Pharisees, but he did love them.
Yes, he did.
So, so the point is that we spent a whole weekend in Agape, mm-hmm. and just the Lord just pounding it home. And then it came with Oswald Chambers that we've been reading, and he was talking about the principles, living a principled life,
and walking, yes.
And how the three great commandments. The first great commandment Jesus said was love. It was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. The second is just like it. He says, or it is like it. He says, and so it's you know, and it is also to love. It's to love one another as ourselves. And he says all the rest of the principles of the Bible are built on these two. He said the law and the prophets are built on these two principles. And then he gave us a new commandment. And guess what it was? To love.
Love.
Yeah. So, somebody else, I don't remember who the other person was, but somebody else was talking about God is love. So it was just a whole weekend of agape. It was just a really neat kind of, I'm just feeling love right now. And
well, Dr. Miller brought it back to how he is the normal Christian life.
Yes.
And he is our righteousness. It is him in us.
Not the average Christian life.
The normal
Christian life.
Yeah, which
is God in us, Christ in us, loving, agapeing through us mm-hmm. to others. And
Romans, mm-hmm. the Romans road, or Romans 8, and not just love it.
Right. All right. So enough of love. Let's get back to what you got to say. What you got to say?
Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to say?
They're thinking about saying.
Oh, okay.
Hey, it's Kidge.
Kidge.
Listened to Refocus and $5 Horticulturalists.
Speaking of sharing love, Red Kiss, everybody, by the way, everybody took... This is like the new season of podcasts.
Uh-huh.
It's like everybody went away for the summer and had reruns and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Except for Jen and Dave. I have to admit, except for Jen and Dave. But everybody else sort of took a couple of weeks, couple of months, kind of slacking off and everything. And now everybody's back.
No.
Yeah, the It's Just Us cast and Kidge and Swifty are back recording. And they're recording like 4 or 5 times a week now or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like crazy what they're doing. And then... all we got to do is get Thin Ice back, and
okay.
we'll be all on schedule for a fall season.
Oh, good.
So,
all right.
So we'll see about that. And then the Emperor's Flame. Got to get him back too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yesterday, but for some reason your voicemail kept giving me a busy signal. I don't know.
That's you. It wasn't the voicemail. It was you.
Anyway, so I'm so glad, Brad, that you've been listening to Redshift and that you like Redshift so much that you stole Redshift's idea of having multiple episodes a week that have a specific topic for each episode.
Dude, how long have I been doing this? You want to go back and listen to how many times we've tried different formats and different ways of doing things? Blue Shirt Tuesdays. And don't even start, okay? And I, you know, no. No, no, no. I'm stealing. You know, if I'm stealing any ideas, it's from myself. Just sit down. Just sit down and chill.
I'm really glad you liked Redshift's idea to do that. And
I just started listening to Redshift again today, by the way. And It's Just Us cast.
Look forward to getting more traffic to Redshift at redshiftpodcast.com.
What a nice copy in the Jesus game.
He is.
Got nothing original over there at Redshift? Nothing?
Because you stole Redshift's idea. Other than that, if we're taking calls and questions for Buford,
no,
I've got a
really.
Question for him.
No,
so bring Buford in now.
No.
Hey, Buford, so just moved into this house, and I can't really afford a lawnmower just yet. I was wondering if you would be interested in parting with one of your motor goats so I could possibly use one of those to tend to my lawn. Just let me know.
You're supposed to pause it before you... He said he was talking to me, and I'm running in here as fast as I can. Oh, hold on a second. I got... Oh, I'm too old to be running like that. Oh boy, I think I caught my breath there. Hold on a second.
Lord.
Oh, I think I feel better. Oh, now what was the question?
Motor goats. Can you use one of your motor goats?
I didn't have no motor goats. That was her. That was her forming some kind of Frankenstein-y surgery on my goats over there. You know, motor goats. But I tell you what I will do. I will rent you a goat. And
you need more than one.
No, you need about one goat per half an acre.
Mm.
And they'll keep it.
You can throw your trash out there, too.
Oh, yeah. Don't even have to worry about your trash. Just throw it out there in the yard, and he'll take care of that for you. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is go through and pick up them little pellets he drops, because he won't eat those again.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And you can just scoop them a little up and put them in the trash can. That's all you got to worry about. Or put them on your garden, even better yet.
All right. You can live green.
That's right. Recycle, reuse. Goat is sustainable.
Again, redshiftpodcast.com, where we came up with the idea for having multiple shows a week.
Hey, Brad, didn't you come up with that idea before, too, about having multiple shows and different things and stuff?
Yes.
We've done that before. We're just kind of
lots
trying
of
to
years
go
before.
Back. Go back to it a little bit, that's all.
With each specific topic.
What's he talking about then? Saying you're stealing his idea?
Well, he just doesn't know what he's talking about. He's just a young whipper. You know, he reminds me of me, you know, before when I was young and stupid.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey.
Well, is that all you had for me?
Yes.
Because I didn't want to get in the middle of anything like
no,
that.
No, no. You go ahead. You can go.
I don't like when people start accusing people of things.
Mm-mm. It's good. We're good.
People saying stuff like young and stupid. That ain't right, Brad. That ain't right. You shouldn't say that stuff about stuff. Now, I never said that to you.
You know what? Good point. Okay. Love, right?
Right.
Agape, right? Okay. Love is kind.
Mm-hmm. Love it's is not kind. Young and stupid.
Love is also, it also said love is not, agape is not offended.
That's true.
You can't offend agape. Right. So, there you go.
Love is real.
Hey, squirrels.
Hey, is that Space Turtle guy?
It is.
Hey, yeah.
I thought you were leaving.
Well, I was, but then... Space Turtle Man came. All right, I guess I'll go. Face giving me the evil eye.
I'm not even looking at you. You're paranoid.
You're not looking at me directly, but you got the evil eye.
I don't
I can
have
feel
the
it coming
evil
out of the
eye.
Side of your head there.
I'm not. Don't have the evil eye.
Bupkis.
Excuse me?
Bupkis.
Okay, go on.
What is that? Bupkis.
I think he just called me a name.
Bupkis means like nothing. It's like, you were lying because you weren't giving him the evil. You said you were giving the evil eye and he called you Bupkis.
You know what Helen Bupkis said today in the pool? You know what she said?
What'd she say?
She was irritated about something. She went, oofta.
Oofta.
Oh, I loved it.
Wow, Space Turtle.
Space Turtle.
I'm calling while driving. No, I got I found, rather.
A what?
Your thing that's wired, not Bluetooth. I don't know what you call that. A headset?
Yes.
Or something?
Yeah, one that you plug
so
in.
I wiped it with an antiseptic wipe and put in my ear.
Yes.
And I'm calling.
Okay.
So I don't think it's bad or evil to call someone while driving. Obviously, because I'm doing it right now. I'm talking like this because I don't know how good the mic is. Or
no,
it's working
work.
Great.
So
yeah, sounds great.
It might be blank. That would be bad.
No, it's good.
Anyways,
it's all good.
I said that because if it's illegal and you're doing it, that's bad.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with the driving and the talking because I don't think that's a big deal. But obviously texting while driving.
Not very smart.
Not smart.
You know, that is actually straight from the pits of hell. So don't do that.
It's evil.
I don't anymore because it's bad. I was driving and I went around a corner and I looked up from my texting. I'm like, I don't remember turning the wheel to go around this corner. So that made me realize that,
you probably shouldn't be doing that.
If I was doing that, so. Yeah.
Vase battled about, like, crocheting and driving at the same time.
I don't even know how to crochet.
So, I mean, you know.
And you know what? I get irritated at Brad because he texts, and it drives me crazy. I go, can I help you? Can I do that for you? Do you need me to look at something? No, you do not.
I do, too.
You do not. You sit over there like, I am perfectly fine. I got it all to control. Tell me I can't text while I drive. You do.
I do not.
You do. You get very defensive and upset. And I just sit there and think, thank you, Lord. Please keep me from dying today when he crashes into something while he's texting.
Text while I drive
or
anymore.
Reading something while he's doing. Well, then how?
I may be reading something, reading a text somebody sent me, which takes me half a second.
Same thing. Eyes off the road.
I have to look. You know what? I have to take my eyes off the road to see the gas gauge too.
Nope.
Plus, you know, all the people. You have those people who.
He's like not on the same page. Good grief!
Don't pay enough attention already. Just makes it worse. And why exacerbate a problem other than you get to use a word like exacerbate?
Mm-hmm. No, that's cool.
That's always good.
It's an insurmountable word, mm-hmm. from what I understand.
Exacerbate.
Yes.
So, you know,
Dave got caught exacerbating the other day.
Oh, Lord.
He was talking about what?
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about something, and he was, and Jen said that he was, exacerbating the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't exacerbate. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Good to know.
He said he was
I'm
thinking about
Jen. I'm glad that
Jen
handled
though.
That.
You know, my thoughts on law is like, you have to wear a helmet for riding a bike. Well, you know, whatever. I don't mind the law protecting. It's kind of silly, but the reason is because it affects other people. You know, if it's like, you have to wear a helmet. Well, that affects you. You know, if your brain gets splattered, that's your own fault. But if you're, like, running in your car into other people, then that's a problem.
Well, you can make it against the law to run into other people. You don't have to actually infringe on my liberties to tell me it's bad to run into other people. If I'm not paying attention to the road and I am distracted in any way and I run into somebody else, then, yeah, I should get in trouble for that.
Mm-hmm.
For negligence.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to then infringe upon my liberties to what I do in my own car.
So, even if people aren't paying attention.
It's the same way with drugs.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
Here we go.
Drugs should not be illegal. Okay? They're wrong. You shouldn't do them. Right? And if you hurt somebody else while you're on drugs, then you should get in. You know, that's wrong. You shouldn't hurt other people, whether, you know, if you're on drugs or not on drugs. You shouldn't hurt people. If you did something and out of your own negligence, then you should get in trouble for it. If you were on drugs, you should get in trouble for that. But it shouldn't be illegal to smoke a joint because it's just infringing on somebody's liberties just to do it, just so you can.
Well, you know, talk to Nixon about that. He's the one who started this whole. Thing.
Yeah, I know.
More likely to be that type of person. It probably makes it worse. So, anyways, I'm just talking
for
about
liberty.
I have all this time because I don't have to sit in my car and not drive. I can drive and talk. Of course, dialing is a problem. I sort of did that while I was in the car driving.
You got to get that voice thing.
I don't know how to make this call by talking. But
oh, like an iPhone, you can do that. You just hold down the button and you say call. Chivalry Bean, and it just calls.
It's awesome.
Yeah. So the rule is, though, you shouldn't be smoking a joint while you're driving, right?
Right.
I think we agreed.
I think that's
even
a
though
good idea.
I think he did,
yeah.
We shouldn't.
Right.
Like they call two blind squirrels, and it would be calling two blind squirrels, except it probably won't. Okay, I'm just going to hang up because it's getting stupid.
Bye.
Bye.
It's never stupid when you call.
No, we always enjoy it.
That's right. That's right. Two more calls, and then we'll be done. This is a 214 number.
That's Dallas.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kidge.
Hey, Kidge.
Hey, Kidge.
I'm listening to it's called Faith Step.
Yes.
It came out on the 17th.
Yes.
But I think they came out on the 17th of January because y'all are talking about it being 24 degrees outside. And I've heard this episode before. I mean,
what?
Brad saying that you have to warm your balls up before you play, about tennis balls.
What?
I think you got
the wrong
show.
First
up, did you guys mean to post the wrong episode?
No.
Just you.
Just you.
I don't
Everybody
know.
Else got the right one.
I think somebody else had that problem. I think Space Turtle.
Could you guys record this one or something?
What is wrong with Swifty in the background?
Okay,
she thinks it's very funny.
Okay. Now, I think him and Space Turtle got the wrong episode. If you got a weird episode about tennis balls for Sunday's show, then I must have hit publish and then hit publish again or something. I don't know what I did wrong, but the show, I've double checked and it's the right show out there and everything. And a lot of people did get the right show, but evidently some people got the wrong show. So if you got the wrong show, just refresh and get the right show.
Get the right show. There you go.
Space Turtle. Hello. Justin Lemaster here.
Didn't you just call in?
Yes. Talking about the 5-second rule.
Talk
I have
to
a
you?
Funny story.
Okay.
Sort of related.
Five
I was
seven?
At a friend's house.
Yes.
And they had some nachos.
Nachos?
Just
nachos do not count in the 5-second rule.
No, they do not.
Over
unless they have
out.
Cheese on them. They're not nachos if they don't have cheese on them, are they?
No.
Okay. Well, then you can't eat them if they fall on the floor because they're
right.
gooey. Is that what you were saying?
And
oh, okay. Just making sure. Cause
we
had
lunch, nachos, and we're done. Well, later, somebody else came over.
Yes.
Some other friends of theirs. And we were, standing around talking in the kitchen. And I see a chip stuck in a drawer, like the drawer is shut, like a chip fell and just happened to get stuck in there.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, a chip. So I went and walked over and picked up the chip and ate it.
Okay.
And the friends who were visiting were kind of like, what?
Yeah, but that went on the floor and it was just a chip.
Yeah, but they weren't there earlier and didn't know that's what they'd been eating.
Yeah, but the 5-second rule doesn't count until it hits the floor.
Really?
Really.
It starts on the hit of the floor, not on the way down.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. Justin just comes over and he cleans up the place. It was pretty funny. He would later explain, that.
He just eats chips off yes. at any
we actually play hide and go chip.
Mm-hmm.
Random chip. Anyway, I just thought
it's like an Easter egg game.
That was funny. 5-second rule comment. Reminded.
We do that sometimes. We'll have people over for dinner and we'll hide all the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to find it.
Yeah, you have to salad would be in the closet.
It's a fun dinner
pizza
game.
Pizza would be oh, yeah, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
We have that. Also, spying to Dan from New Zealand. My favorite sound effect is the Vincent Price voice. I like old time radio. And
yes.
Vincent Price's
yes.
voice.
Yes. That's awesome.
Radio. Thought I'd just
yes.
send that out.
Great.
Cool. Right.
Okay.
Talk
Thank
to you.
Later.
You.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Well, thanks, everybody, for calling in and making today's show fun.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Whenever, apparently, it wouldn't have been fun without you.
Whenever it happens, we do.
Apparently, Brad says it wouldn't be fun without you.
It would be fun with just me and you.
Would it?
Yes. Absolutely.
Well, that's good.
Me,
to know.
You, and Buford. That would be a fun show.
Oh, really?
Really?
That makes me tired all over again.
Anyway, tune in next time when we'll do something different.
Yeah, we will.
And we're
and
not
there might
doing,
be a different theme.
And see, we're not doing it, and I don't know if I made this clear enough, but we're not doing Wednesdays are definitely pool days, and Fridays are definitely marriage days, and Sundays are free-for-all days, potluck. Now, we're just going to try to mix it up a little bit. That's all I'm saying, because people
yes.
get tired of Groove Shark every show.
Yes.
And we want to get back to doing a lot of the romantic marriage things when the Lord leads us to do that. So...
He said we would try to do one every week.
Right. Try to do one every week. That's
what we're
going to
try to do.
So I didn't Sheesh. Copy off anybody, and it's not a structured format, and don't hold me to it. And don't call in complaining either.
Yeah.
Because I'll... Don't make me go there.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen how bad it can get.
Mm-hmm. It can.
Jesus key. All right. Well, thank you for...
Davey.
Listening today, and Faith and Fur, you make the show so much better.
Oh, thank you. Even when I'm really tired and would rather be sleeping.
Yes, all of your self-conscious comments, they add to the show.
My self-conscious comments?
Yes.
I don't have self-conscious comments.
You don't?
No.
About okay. Well, maybe that's
oh, if
else.
if I'm Faith of Her, I'm sorry.
Yes, Faith of Her does.
Sorry, yes. Sorry, was not in character.
Right.
Forgive me.
Because you're like,
forgive me, because I'm not really story, with you today.
But this story is stupid. I shouldn't be talking about it, so I'm going to shut up now. That's what she'll say. Oh. I'm like, but I was into that story.
But it was a good story.
Come on, finish the story.
Aww.
She always finishes. She usually finishes
good.
The story.
Well,
she just kind of wraps it up quickly because she realizes I've been talking too long and she's self-conscious.
Well, she shouldn't be self-conscious because she's funny.
Yes.
She should not be self-conscious.
No.
You know what? You know what self-consciousness is? It's pride. Think about that a minute.
Really? Now, how do you explain that, Miss Thing? Because now you've thrown that out there.
It is. Because it's self-involvement.
Pride?
You're thinking more about... You're thinking about yourself, even in a backwards way.
Interesting.
It's what it is. It's pride.
You may have to elaborate later.
I will.
We were watching the show last night about right after JFK died, 24 hours after JFK died.
Yes.
Oh, and I just came away with that with like in awe of Jackie Onassis or Jackie Kennedy at the time.
Right, right.
I was just like, holy, how on earth do you, what kind of breeding and what kind of principles did her parents teach her to be able to be that graceful?
I know. She was
amazing.
With
what she was going through at the time. Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, they came in and asked her. Johnson thought it was a good idea if she would be there when he was sworn in.
Right, to show her support.
Yes,
yes.
He was really focused on continuity of government, and they made at it like he was trying to grab the presidency, but he was going to get the presidency anyway. He was vice president.
Well, and we can't go without a president. It would be very important that we have somebody in power.
So he was very focused on continuity, but he was not being rude.
No, he was being very respectful.
He just said, I think Miss Kennedy would like to join me. Before, he was putting off taking the oath because he thought Miss Kennedy would. And finally, one of the aides goes back and asks and says, I think the president would like for you to be there when he's sworn in. And her response, she's in the bathroom crying with blood and brains on her dress, okay, in the plane. They're all in the plane. This is like
Air Force One.
Yeah, this is like an hour.
And her husband's body is on the plane.
2 hours after the assassination, I think is what it was. And she comes. She opens the bathroom and she says, "It's the least I could do."
It's the least I could do.
Holy!
Stands there.
She did several things like that.
It was amazing. Yeah. That's why everybody has a love affair with her.
I guess so. See, I know. I didn't really ever get it. But
really? Oh, wow. No. She just had this grace and air about her.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I just never really paid any attention to her much. I was too involved in the assassination, you know.
The conspiracy.
Yes. Oh, well. Yeah, it was the Russians. Got to be the Russians. Russians did it. You know, they did it. It was a personal hit that they put out on him for the missile crisis. That's what it was. That was like just one-on-one. That was – no, the Russians didn't know about it. It was just the leader over there. What's his name?
Castro at Cuba?
No.
He got
embarrassed because of that missile crisis thing, and he put a personal hit on him. That's what I
– Is that what you think? Yeah. He called the mob and had him do it.
Yeah, he called the mob. Tell you what, though, you go to the book expository. It is amazing. I mean, to walk on the grassy knoll and see the shot, see where the shots would have been, and just how dead on, you know, it would have been, because the X's are all marked where the shots.
Yeah,
were.
Yeah, they show you where everything is.
So when you're on the when you're up in the book expository looking down, and then when you go to the grassy knoll and look out, and you're like,
did you just say suppository?
Yeah, the book suppository. What? Isn't that what it is? That's what it's called. It's where Lee Harvey Oswald worked, you know. The museum is.
Oh, it's a depository. Not the suppository.
Isn't that what I said? That's what I said.
No.
It's the same thing.
Oh, my.
Same as you.
They flushed him out, apparently.
Ay. You know what? Dios con Dios. That's what I'm saying.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.